Millions of American workers got a raise this week when 21 states and even more cities and counties raised the minimum wage. In Seattle, workers now get at least $16.39 an hour. In New Mexico, the minimum wage went up 20% to $9 an hour. This was the largest number of local governments to ever raise the wage floor all at once, and you can credit the Fight for 15 movement that got started back in 2012. Yannette Lathrop is a policy analyst at the National Employment Law Project, and she joins us now. Yannette, welcome.
Thank you.
Is there a way to quantify how these raises will change people's lives?
Obviously, there will be a number of workers who will be affected, and they will get they will be receiving increases from a couple hundred dollars all the way to $16 or more per year. The Economic Policy Institute has estimated that about 8 million workers will benefit at the beginning of the year from these increases.
And what about the local economy in general? I mean, it'll help the workers, but what about everybody else? Will it?
It will. Minimum wage increases not only benefit workers, but they also benefit small businesses specifically, but also businesses in general. Minimum wage workers are not only workers, but they are also consumers. So that is going to really have an effect in the local economy, especially as these increases allow these workers to purchase more.
But I know you're aware of the critics who will say that higher wages drive up prices for everybody. They lead to layoffs, and it also leaves workers who have less experience or less education out of the workforce altogether. I mean, what do you say to that? And have we seen that happen in places where the minimum wage has gone up?
Well, we haven't really seen the minimum wage having an effect on employment. The bulk of the research on the minimum wage shows that minimum wage increases actually do have the positive effect on workers' earnings, but they really don't have much of an effect either way, positive or negative, on employment. And inflation is going up whether or not the minimum wage really is increased. Prices will go up. That's just a fact. And that takes place year after year.
We're talking about states, but of course, bigger picture, federally speaking, minimum wage hasn't budged in over a decade. It's still $7.25 an hour, which means if you don't live in one of these other states, that's what your minimum wage is. What's the latest on raising the federal minimum wage? I know Congress tried to pass this earlier in the year, but it didn't make it out of the Senate.
In the House, the minimum wage, the Raise the Wage Act passed by bipartisan support, including three Republicans. And in the Senate, unfortunately, the Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and the Senate Chair Committee, Lamar Alexander, have refused to bring the bill to the floor. This bill is really popular around the country. We have seen polls that show that about two-thirds of voters support a $15 minimum wage increase. We just need to convince the Senate leadership to bring it to the vote.
But does it really make sense to raise wages to $15 an hour in every place across the country? Because, you know, the cost of living, for example, in a place like Wyoming is far different than the cost of living in, say, Massachusetts, where I am now.
That is correct. The cost of living can vary across the country, but especially in places like Wyoming, as you mentioned, in other low-cost states and localities, a $15 minimum wage will actually be even more beneficial because at least there, a $15 minimum wage will be more of a living wage than in a place like Massachusetts or New York or Washington, D.C. or San Francisco, where the cost of living are just that much more, and a $15 minimum wage may not cover as much.
I notice that if you're in a place like Pennsylvania, which is a big populous state, the minimum wage is still tied to the federal rate, $7.25 an hour. What is life like for someone who's making that amount in a city like Pittsburgh or Philadelphia?
People have to make really difficult choices. They can pay rent on time if they are able to, but they may not be able to afford other necessities such as healthcare, medicine, shoes for their kids. They may have to buy processed foods or may not be able to actually buy enough food for themselves or their families. That just cannot continue to go on.
That's Yannette Lathrop. She is a researcher and policy analyst at the National Employment Law Project. Yannette, thank you.
Thank you.